I think that most of you here today will agree with me when I say that the holidays are one of the most stressful times of the year. In the midst of parties and celebrating, our day-to-day routines are disturbed. Family relationships, no matter how well-meaning, are often strained. Your old-time grudges are renewed, and often fights break out. And there's stress on the budget to try to find the perfect gift for everyone we know, something that will make them happy, something that will make Christmas meaningful. And in addition to all these things, the holidays are often lonely. Lonely for those whose loved ones have died. Lonely for those whose friends have moved away. Lonely for those who are no longer in a relationship. If we really stop and think about it, it's precisely for these reasons, all of them, that we celebrate Christmas. For God so loved the world that God gave us the gift of his only begotten Son. Not to be above us, rule us, but to be one with us. One with us and all that entails, and our joys and happiness, and our sorrows and our sufferings, and our hurts. On this last and final Sunday of Advent, all three readings talk about a child. A child who would come into the world and change it forever. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah, we hear about a sign, a young woman who will conceive and bear a son. This is a sign for Ahaz to trust in God and not of the things of this world. So often all of us think that if we're loved by a particular person, that he or she will make us happy, that he or she will meet all of our needs. However, the prophet Isaiah reminds us that only God can fulfill this role. That only God is capable of loving unconditionally. Yes, we are loved by a God who is love itself. And it's the love of this God that makes it possible for us to love one another. So the season of Advent and the Feast of Christmas reminds us that God is not only with us, but more importantly, works through us. That we in ourselves are vehicles and agents of God. Agents of God here on earth. In other words, it's only through our care, compassion, and love and forgiveness for one another that we learn who and what God is. Think about that. It's only through our care, compassion, and love and forgiveness for one another that we learn who and what God is. In the gospel today, we hear about a very special person, a person named Joseph. In fact, Matthew's birth story, like all the other gospels, gives Joseph a very special role. If we stop and think about it, it is in his care for Mary that God's love is made manifest to her. For in ancient Israel, Mary's situation was a death knell. The Jewish law gave Joseph not only the right not to marry her, but more importantly, the right to put her to death. For in those days, unwed mothers were stoned to death. So Joseph's loyalty to Mary, despite her seemingly betrayal and his refusal to abandon her in her time of need, gave her the comfort and courage to walk God's path. These next few days, or even weeks, as we begin a new year, we might ask ourselves, who in my life might I be a Joseph to? In other words, who at this time in my life needs my comfort and care and compassion? How can I make God present to someone? How can I help someone trust in God's love for them? We also need to reflect and to ask ourselves, who in my life has shown me both love and acceptance? Who has reminded me that I'm precious and unique? How and from whom have I experienced the love of God? In other words, who has shown me that God's love for me is unconditional? That there isn't anything I can do to make God stop loving me? The second reading today, St. Paul tells us that each one of us belongs to Christ. And belonging to Christ Jesus is at the very heart of our Christian identity. Belonging to him means that we live each and every day in the reality of the incarnation, which is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us in our loneliness, in our struggles, in our trials and tribulations. God with us in our day-to-day lives, in all that we say, and all that we do. Because we belong to Christ Jesus, we not only have a place in this world, but a place in the next. And so the Feast of Christmas comes each and every year to remind us that we belong, that we are special and loved beyond measure. And this reality in itself should heal all wounds, ease our sufferings, and give us peace. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. They shall call him Emmanuel, God with us. And this shall be a sign for you. You shall find a babe wrapped in rags and laying in a manger.